This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We saw a story in the New York Times today that piqued our interest. The transportation department in the city wants to bump up the fines for what's known as street defacement. In this case, painting curbs or streets in front of one's apartment to preserve one's parking space. Larry Berezin's a lawyer in New York who plies his trade helping people fight parking tickets in New York. Larry, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We should begin, I imagine, by acknowledging that New York City is a complicated place to park.
Yeah, to say the least. Parking in New York City generates about $600 million in revenue, and there's about 9 million parking tickets issued a year. So it becomes a very emotional trigger.
I bet. Are you surprised then that people are taking it unto themselves to paint the curbs and otherwise reserve their spots, so to speak?
Nothing would surprise me. If it's neighborhood parking wars, you know, I get calls all the time from enraged members of the driving public saying, I can't believe it. I have a guy painting his driveway yellow.
Well, but let me ask you this, though,
Sure.
And I appreciate that I'm talking to a lawyer, but is it not true that there's the law, and then there's the law of the street? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, there really is. I conducted a survey once, and the survey was based on a recent snowstorm in New York City. And the question was, would you honor dibs?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, explain what that is.
In other words, if I'm out there, I'm a 64-year-old guy, and I'm shoveling for three hours, and I clear a space in front of my home, would my neighbors stay away from that space if I cleared it? Anyone can park in that space. But most people answered yes.
Well, that's the right thing to do, right?
Correct.
In Boston, I have friends who, like, you put lawn chairs there and stuff to hold the spot in the middle of a snowstorm?
Lawn chairs, your kitchen sink. You know, if you're angry at your child, you have them stand in the space. You can't imagine what people put in parking spaces, but it's all illegal.
Now, riddle me this, though. I mean, and yes, you make your livelihood doing this, but why is it that parking tickets are so fraught, right? They're just emotional.
Yeah, they are.
Like worse than a speeding ticket. I get a speeding ticket, I'm like, all right, fine, I did it. But parking ticket, you're like, come on, man.
You know, in New York City, parking tickets are supervised by the Department of Finance.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. So if you think there's justice involved, it really isn't. It's a question of raising revenue. New York City really counts on the revenue raised from parking tickets.
Can you fight a parking ticket and win?
Yes, absolutely. The mistake many New Yorkers make is that they fight it emotionally. How dare you issue me a ticket? You have a lot of nerve. I was just dropping my Aunt Tilly. She's 94 years old, and I got out of my car and I walked across
That's
the street.
That's right.
Well, if you know that you can stop temporarily to drop your Aunt Tilly to the curb, but you can't walk her across the street.
She's 93.
I know, but she's on her own, and she lives in New York City. She's okay.
Welcome to New York, Aunt Tilly.
That's it.
Oh, man. Larry, thanks a bunch.
My pleasure.
Larry Berezin, he's a lawyer in New York City. His website is called NewYorkParkingTicket.com. And I'll tell you what, we went out on Twitter this morning and asked you for your parking or driving pet peeves. Got some really good ones back. Check them out and add your own at marketplace.org. And you can always tweet us at Marketplace APM is the show's handle. You can get me at Kai Rizdal.